You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm not for crime. I'm not pro crime. In fact, I'm anti. But is there one person who cares about these tampering charges?
No.
No, there's no. There's nobody who cares about them.
No.
Right? At all. Like, nobody needs them or wants it pursued.
Furthermore, the idea of them, it being news today that it's being put off until after the draft.
Hilarious.
You're going to punish, you're going to take teams' draft picks in the 25 draft for things they did that you found that were, you know, against the rules in free agency in March of 24. Like, I just stop. Like, if you wanted to make a point about, like, don't do this, then figure out, get your investigation wrapped up and ding these teams a fourth round pick and let's just move on with our lives. Like, I don't think anyone cares. Like, are the Vikings, well, Atlanta, they talked to Kirk, they didn't want Kirk Cousins anymore. Like, what do they care?
What are you supposed to not do? Like, if you're the player, can you talk about, if you're Saquon Barkley, were you allowed to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles in your life? Or no?
I don't know.
If you wanted to get a message to them, would that have, there's really no way you can legally do that? If you couldn't, it's ridiculous. It's so silly. What if Barkley had just tweeted about the Eagles, you know, himself on his own? Nobody from the Eagles is, I guess I shouldn't just go off because I don't know what all the rules are. What players can't do is maybe different from what teams can't do. But where do you expect to get? It's the only thing about this that matters to me is that it's just funny that we get an update from the league that the investigation is still ongoing. You know, it's like a sitcom or something where it's almost sounds like it should be a joke.
We'll see, and hopefully we'll be in these chairs long enough to have to answer for this. I will anyway. I predict they get through the draft and we never hear another word about this investigation into whatever happened before free agency in March of 24. The draft will happen and everyone will just be off to the races with their new guys and giving grades and all the stuff, and this thing will just die. I think, although it is weird to me that it's still in the news now, even because what happened? Like, Cousins at an introductory news conference said something about having talked to Atlanta before they were supposed to be able to.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think they could have talked to his agent, but they couldn't talk to him. So that is where the problem lies. Maybe Barkley is a very similar type. I don't know, but just
the Penn State coach, it seemed to expose Barkley and the Eagles.
Just nobody
tried to.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Let's go to Bill next. Hi, Bill. There was 3 minutes on what nobody cares about. Thank you. Hi, Bill.
More after this.
Hey. Hi, Bill. Hopefully I could change it up a little bit. I have a Bills take real quick, but Gergensen is now top 10 all-time Sabres games played. So statues off the table, but like maybe a plaque or a bust down the line.
Hey, there's still a chance.
Yeah. But my Bills take is I feel really comfortable with them using whatever capital they want to move up to take a receiver that maybe can catch 70, 80 balls, because the other big need on the roster, I think, is DB. and they've been able to find starting talent at, you know, they haven't had to do it safety yet, but a corner for a long time now deep in the draft. So whatever they need to do, I think, to just, you know, get the offense back up to speed, I think they should do. And that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm inclined to lean that way, too. I don't love the spending of assets, you know, multiple assets for one guy. I have railed against it at other points in time in Bill's history, largely because of who the quarterback was. I think the quarterback on this team right now warrants an investment in a bona fide number one guy. I don't buy, you know, spread it around. I got all these guys. Don't worry about duplicate skill sets. I just think that's all just stuff you say until you pull the number one wideout on your team in the future. I mean, they're not going to dub him that if they do this and pick him on Thursday. Until you pull that guy in the boat, you're going to talk about how good it is to have all these different guys that can do, you know, nobody knows what we're going to do because we're so tricky. Look, I got four of the same guy. Look at us. We're magic. Get out of here.
It's how bad teams talk.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is for bad teams. Has Curtis Samuel ever been on a team that was any good? It's not his fault. But, like, that's what you're trying to do, you know, look over there. Here's the ball. Just, you know, it's not. It's not what I really want to hear either.
Yeah, and I also feel like it's sort of a companion point with the Diggs trade being made and them eating the $31 million in its entirety in this year, it has me a lot less stressed about next year and them being able to fill other needs. Like a part of the narrative to me in the weeks before the Diggs trade or the months before the Diggs trade was I don't anticipate a big, bold trade with giving up multiple assets for one guy because they're in salary cap jail right now, and it's going to take a while to work their way out of it. Again, this is assuming Diggs on the team at $28 million this year and then some kind of penalty next year. If they want to move off of that, wouldn't have been as severe as this year, but still. But they did that all in one lump sum. So next year, I don't have the urgency to find a fifth-round guy that might turn into someone who gets playing time in 2025. I can go shopping. I'm going to have money. I'm going to have more money at my disposal because the Diggs contract is gone. Now, what changes that? I mean, them trading for Brandon Ayuk and giving him a market-rate contract for a number one wideout would change that dramatically. But then you're not giving up the assets, as many assets. You're just using probably a first-round pick. I think the 28th pick would be a suitable payment for a starting caliber receiver like Brandon Ayuk. So you've got all those other assets, and it's not as complicated. But I think they're a lot more flexible now financially because they bit off the Diggs mess in 1 year.
So don't chase it. We're talking about trading up here recently. Ogunze.
Just now, yeah.
Neighbors.
What was happening, yeah.
Can we sort of talk through, like, the top 10 or show me how you see it happening? I mean, I guess you could just imagine any team as a partner. And let's just do the top 10.
Okay.
Chicago, 1. Caleb Williams, no
Drake
question.
May, no, yeah.
Okay. No question.
Yep.
Kind of a firstpick.com kind of moment vibe there from you. When the number one overall pick would seem like such a given, but no, the algorithm comes up with. I did a couple, I guess it maybe was an ESPN analytics site, mock drafts, and that happened. Like Jaden Daniels was 101. It's, you know, fine. 2, Washington, I'm still saying May.
I would say Daniels.
3, New England. So let's say we don't know. Let's say there is no difference to New England between those two quarterbacks. They're the same.
Then they're taking Drake May.
They're taking one of them?
They're taking one of them. Those three guys are the first three picks, I think.
There is Rappaport speculation that New England would move down. He is saying Washington would not. Washington has decided to not trade down. New England still might. So Washington's pick, like, not everybody's going to have the same assessment of those two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. More of the speculation I've come across is that Minnesota likes May. So if Washington takes Daniels, which you think, then you could get Minnesota to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And New England is 11-23 and next year's 1, some trade like that. And that's May. So we're doing this. The top three picks are those three guys.
Yep.
Arizona. Is there a trade for McCarthy or no? The Giants or no? What do you want?
Minnesota in this scenario has come up already and made their move, right? That maybe, anyway. If they don't go to 3, to me they could go to 4 if Arizona's into moving.
I think that's only if they would make the trade for McCarthy, and I'm predicting that they won't.
Okay.
So if McCarthy's on the board at 4, Arizona is on the clock. Harrison?
Yes, I think so.
5 LA Chargers.
Lineman.
Joe Alt?
Sure.
That's a really interesting one. Because so far we're pretty much to form. And this is still not crazy. A lot of people are predicting this kind of move for LA. But now it's good for like the Bills fan who wants to trade up. Because the Chargers, A, easily could trade down. I think they should want to. Well, it's harder when the quarterbacks go. But I like for them, if they make that trade with Minnesota, they can pick a receiver at 23.
Sure.
The Chargers. And get a lineman too.
Mm-hmm. At 11.
Everybody wins.
Right.
But if they stay at 5 and pick one player, I say lineman, and so do you, and that's good for the other teams.
Yes.
The receiver teams. 6. McCarthy or Neighbors.
Neighbors, one of the two. Or a Dunza, I suppose. I mean, I
right.
don't, you know.
Right, fine.
But one of those guys.
What's your guess right now?
On the Giants specifically?
Yeah. My guess is McCarthy.
I can't. I want Daboll to be smarter than that. I feel like McCarthy has organizations because coaches love his makeup so much. And look, that's not nothing. But I feel like from the minute Harbaugh started talking about him, that the whole thing is just it's an intangibles train to the top of the draft for J.J. McCarthy. And when I say I want Daboll to be smarter than that, I want him to recognize that. Like, he might love the guy's attitude and that he told recruits at Michigan, don't bother coming here if you want a party because we're here to win championships. But how talented are you? Like, can you make all the throws? Are you Mac Jones? And I could be, of course, dead wrong, and McCarthy would be the best quarterback in this draft, all right? Who knows what? My read is that McCarthy is being lifted by intangibles, and that would terrify me.
I am guessing right now the Giants, a little bit of desperation, get him. Even if it's trading up to 4. Arizona is like, they have a smart guy now. Monty Asenfort, maybe is his name. And if the first three picks are quarterbacks like we're predicting, and they're close on Harrison and Neighbors, mm-hmm. or even Odunze, even better,
right?
4-6, if you know, who do you want? McCarthy, fine, I'll do it. And the Cardinals get one or the other of those two receivers
right.
anyway,
right.
and get, I don't know, is that worth a first next year at this high in the draft? Something good.
6-4, yeah, I don't know what that costs.
So first 6 picks are 4 quarterbacks, Harrison and Joe Alt. I've read that Tennessee wants Joe Alt. They're at 7.
Too bad.
And Neighbors and Odunze are both available. Would they pick one of those two guys? I think they'd rather not.
I don't see Tennessee doing that. No.
Edge rushers, offensive line, the second best offensive lineman, maybe, but maybe trade down.
Yep.
Can you get to 7, Bills? It's massive. That's just, it's too expensive, isn't it?
That's
7?
That's probably 1-2-1-2. Right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm down with this concept, But even like I've talked a lot and I've read a lot about the Bears pick. That's a 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a 4, maybe. Like, okay, like that's palatable. I don't know, maybe I got to dress that up with something else later on too. Fine.
Oh my God.
The guts of it, I'm going to swallow hard. Want me to actually do that on the air? I mean,
It'd be the worst trade in the history of the Bills.
I can do it.
It would be the worst trade in the history of the Bills to trade 2 1s and 2 2s for a wide receiver.
Well, no, I'm not. No, I'm.
You're not doing it. You're ready to do 1 2 1 4.
Right. I'm not doing 1 2 1 2.
Still might be the worst trade in the history of the Bills. Man, we are going to be on fire.
What if he's good?
Yeah, what if he's good? Right. What if he's good? And all the other guys picked later aren't, and you don't have two defensive starters you would have, and you lose to Patrick Mahomes again. Wow, that sounded really dark.
Yeah, because
that sounded really dark. I like these players.
Investing in these defensive starters has gotten so well. Such great results against Kansas City.
You're right. They've only lost because they have not had a wide receiver one around here.
It's really worked out.
Tennessee and Atlanta are two teams that probably would not draft receivers. So it's trade time for somebody. Maybe it's for Bo Nix. Maybe it's for the receivers. Who might be the teams to trade up for those guys where it's not as far? Or they slip, and you get to 9, and you have a choice between two of them. Jets at 10, Bowers. 11, we have New England. 11 could end up being Malik Nabers if New England were to. That'd be pretty slick.
Yeah.
Let's get David in here. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
I wouldn't normally want to trade a lot of draft capital, and I certainly don't know that I would trade two first and two seconds, but I think to grab that wide receiver, I would do it. And the reason being is I think during the regular season you can get away with your tier two, tier three receivers, so add like an old Odell Beckham to that group, and I think it could be serviceable, you know, still get your 10, 11, even 12 wins. But I think come playoff time when push comes to shove and you're up against the Chiefs and you're looking for that one guy to make a play, I think that is the reason why you trade up and give up some decent draft capital to go grab that number one stud. Of course, you know, think about it. If Diggs makes that catch, I mean, who knows what happens, but you're looking for the guy to make that exact play in that spot, and I put my money and use that draft capital to do it. I'd love to hear what you think, guys. Thanks again.
You're welcome. I would never, ever, ever make a trade that massive for a non-quarterback. Never, ever, ever.
And I would.
And Bulldog would. It implies too much certainty that you can't possibly know about, just like I was quipping, but the other guys in the draft and the other receivers and the other players you're not having because you've traded the picks. I would not do it. I don't think your logic is bad or anything about regular season versus playoffs. That's fine. But I just don't know who those guys are yet, and I don't want to draft like I think I do. All right. Love the draft. And how about the Sabres? Just Lindy Ruff being back. Maybe you caught the press conference today. Maybe you didn't. But it was, for me, maybe for a lot of you as well, really even emotional listening to Ruff back here talk about, you know, the time gone by and what's ahead. Mostly it was about what's ahead. We'll prove it to you by playing it for you. Some of it anyway. It was too long for the amount of time we have left, but some of it. So you can find out for yourself. Stay tuned for Lindy, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.